You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Understand, but I'm losing my patience. 'Cause we've been going over and over again. Girl, I just wanna take you home and get right into it. No one gotta kiss it, baby. Give it to me, dig it inside now. You know that I just wanna make love. Want you to scream and shout. And baby, when I'm deep in it now, I'ma slow it down. Ain't no speed limit when we're moving at the speed of sound. We gon' turn all the way up when the lights down. Why you feel so good, Miss Lady? Go on, put that booty up, baby, one on one. You know I'ma go crazy when your legs in the air. You know your panties never getting in the way. You know I kinda like it when you make me work for it.
Hey, you got without it tied up, Scott.
Get that in the bed, I'ma lock the door. Shake that like boom, talk like a boom, talk like a. We don't need nobody watching us.
No eyes but your eyes. Ain't nobody here but you and me. Licking your private parts. And I know you love your privacy.
You don't need a shower, you already wet. Know the power telling me I ain't ready yet. I said, it fits my fears, baby. When I lick it, I put tears in it. Put my face in it, eat it like dinner day. You know I love foreplay, 12-play, everything. No, my loving don't change. I don't really give up what I had to say. 'Cause you fine, baby. And it's alright, 'cause you are mine, baby. Ooh-hoo. Girl, I'ma let you get crazy.
Hey, you got without it tied up, Scott.
Get that in the bed, I'ma lock the door. Shake that like boom, taka laka, boom, taka laka. We don't need nobody watching us.
No eyes but your eyes. Ain't nobody here but you and me. Licking your private parts. And I know you love your privacy.
Baby, I promise I won't tell nobody. Just long as you let me hit it like every night. I could give a fuck about the club. Cut that tight. Do a split on it, drop it, baby, show you ride. I'ma split your wing, then you asking me to stay tonight. Whip cream on your thing, you sucking on my dick with ice. Oh my God, my dick get me right. Ain't got a paper that bit that my change of life. I'm tired of missionary, wanna see you on your face. Put that in the air, I'm loving how that tastes. Damn, on your side. Stop running, finish, I ain't about to let you slide, it's time.
Hey, you got without it, tied up, Scott.
Get that in the bed, I'ma lock the door. Shake that like boom, talk like a boom, talk like a. We don't need nobody watching us.
No eyes but your eyes. Ain't nobody here but you and me. Licking your private parts. And I know you love your privacy.
Bad luck. Take your nana be about, yeah. She said, nana be about, I wanna pat you down like hip hop. Head to the bully, then Dana got your toe. Lay down fully, I'ma pin you to the floor. Wake up early, leave on your tippy toes. I wanna pat you down like hip hop. Head to the bully, then Dana got your toe. Lay down fully, I'ma pin you to the floor. Wake up early, leave on your tippy toes.
Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal. As you can see, we are stormed in. We are stormed in. DJ Maddie's not here yet. We have extremely superstar guest this morning. Guest host Tracy, Trey Paul is on the show. Let's be safe, Montreal, boy. This storm is rough. Let's play a couple more music, and when we come back, we'll kick off the show. You already know, number one morning show in the country, The Morning Detour.
I don't want, I need. Even though I got it on my own, I'm the only one I need. Making love to you like I'm in love with you. I might say the things that you wanna hear. Talking nice in your ear. Baby, I'ma give you this. I might say the things. I could tell that you're down for my antics. See, you don't need to worry about if I'm missing. Oh, with me is like heaven. Yeah, you gon' get all of my affection. Slow it on down, living it down. If we vibe, I'ma keep you round. Making love to you, girl, like I'm in love with you. Oh, yeah, yeah. I might say the things that you wanna hear.
Outside shoveling, while you're outside getting yourself sorted. If you're stuck in traffic, the roads are very disgusting this morning. I suggest everybody stay home this morning, man. Just tune into The Morning Detour. CKT got a slew of amazing programming all day long. If you're new to the show, for the next 2 hours, I'll give you the best in news, reviews, and interviews. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. Solo this morning. DJ Maddie's on his way. Still got some more music, man. We still got some more music. Let's warm up everybody. Montreal, my city, we locked in. Let's go.
Boy, I love you on your worst day. Still see you how I saw you on the first day. Even though there's times that we ain't seen it out of time. Can't imagine spending holidays or birthdays without you. When I leave, I miss being around you. And I know you mean well, I never ever doubt you. Girl, we've been through some hell, but I still care about you. Still crazy about you. And I know all the days. Hoping and praying on a downfall. Praying on a downfall. I wanna see you walk away. Won't be satisfied until we break up. Said you with me for the clout, and you don't really love me. While we sitting here laughing at all these fucking dummies, I don't get it. We stay out the way and stack our money, take vacations and make sure the kids ain't lacking nothing.
Throwing shade, but on this island, it's real sunny. Wouldn't trade it for nothing, eh?
Only thing that ever came between us was distance. Only thing you ever asked from me is to keep it consistent. We've been working on communication, and I learned it's not just how you talk, though, it's how you listen. I can't be worried about mentions. Who ain't us? They could take how they want to take it. Trying to break a happy home up while we renovated. Niggas be irritated. They wish we would end it, but they wasn't there at the beginning. They wasn't there when your bro died and the pain felt never ending. Mine had been cemented. You on the wall, the only time you was pinned against me. Help organize my life before you, it was a crash. I could see my future with you because I met you in the past. Like me and more. Can't think of anything in the world that I needed more. And it's that grandparents rocking chair, fall in love, never needed a divorce. No. In fact, I ball with you. Only time that we needed a court. You need me, I'm needing you more.
My city, 7:12 in the morning. You're now locked into the number one morning show in the country, The Morning Detour, hosted by yours truly, Weezy Moon Chaser, alongside DJ Maddie. Coming up in a couple minutes, we got the production coordinator and contributor for culture, Tracy Paul. Boy, it's gonna be an amazing one this morning. We celebrating black art. It's The Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Poppin' up, puff my blower spray.
Cause you send me a flick, I'ma send you a pit when I'm horny. If I kiss you on your lips, would you tell your sisters in the morning? Would you keep it a secret? I ain't felt this way before. Wanna tell you that I like you, but I don't, cause I'm not sure. I just take her heart and score, then I love her till she's sore. I just break her heart and four, then I don't want her anymore. If I eat it, could I treat it? Could I beat it with my sword? She won't love, but I won't war. You can leave, but where you going? If I hit that thing the right way, can I take you to my prom? Wanna swipe you around in my waist and come take you to my mom? Do you get that picture? You could be Lil' Kodak. You don't get the picture, girl, I'm Lil' Kodak. You could be my Shelly, you could be my baby. If you're looking for me, I'll be right on 18. Dropping bins, I'll be popping bins. Popping Zans will make you pop your man. Man, it's way too hot to dance. If you're looking for me, I'll be right on 18. Dropping bins, I'll be popping bins. Popping Zans will make you pop your man. Pop your man, it's way too hot to dance. If you're looking for me, I'll be right on 18. Dropping bins, I'll be popping bins. Cause you send me a flick, I'ma send you a dip hit when I'm horny. If I kiss you on your lips, would you tell your sister? I ain't felt this way before. Wanna tell you that I like you, but I don't, cause I'm not sure. I just take her heart and score, then I love her till she's sore. I just break her heart and four, then I don't want her anymore. If I eat it, could I treat it? Could I beat it with my sword? She won't love, but I won't war. You can leave, but where you going? If I hit that thing the right way, can I take you to my prom? Wanna swipe you around in my waist and come take you to my mom? Picture, you could be Lil' Kodak. You don't get the picture, girl, I'm Lil' Kodak. You could be my Shelly, you could be my baby. If you're looking for me, I'll be right on 18. Dropping bins, I'll be popping bins. Popping Zans will make you pop your man. Pop your man is way too hot to dance. If you're looking for me, I'll be right on 18. Dropping bins, I'll be popping bins. Poppin' Zans will make you pop your man.
fuck your man, it's way too hot today. If you're looking for me, I'll be right on 18. Dropping bands, I'll be popping bands. Cause you send me a flick, I'ma send you a pit when I'm on. If I kiss you on your lips, would you tell your sisters in the morning? Would you keep it a secret? I ain't felt this way before. Wanna tell you that I like you, but I don't, cause I'm not sure. I just take her heart and score, then I love her till she's sore. I just break her heart and fall, then I don't want her anymore. If I eat it, could I treat it? Could I beat it with my sword? Cause you send me a flick, I'ma send you a pit when I'm horny. If I kiss you on your lips, would you tell your sisters in the morning? Would you keep it a secret? I ain't felt this way before. Wanna tell you that I like you, but I don't, cause I'm not sure. I just take her heart and score, then I love her till she's sore. I just break her heart and fall, then I don't want her anymore. If I eat it, could I treat it? Could I beat it with my sword?
Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, my city. Good morning, my city. I'm trying to get this tune right. Trying to get this tune right. Listen, man, this morning is crazy. It looks like it's letting up a little bit now, but goddamn. Boy, you know, just when you thought you was out the woods there, Tracy Paul. Just, we had a couple of good days there. It was looking kind of good there.
Listen.
They said it's supposed to be like 2 centimeters. This don't look like 2 centimeters. But hold on, before you kick off this morning, Montreal, my city. Let me tell you, when I started doing this morning detour show, I was introduced by RG to this beautiful creator. She's a production coordinator and a contributor for culture. I hope she explains what a contributor for culture is, because some people ain't contributing the right way in the city. We got Tracy Paul co-hosting this morning. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing amazing. Yourself, how you doing this morning?
Listen, man, I'm happy I got the four-wheeler. All-wheel drive is paying off this winter. All-wheel drive is definitely paying off this winter. I'm excited. But it's a shame I wasn't able to get you in studio. But, you know, I know you can see me on the video. Shout out to everybody in the city. We're live on YouTube and on Facebook, The Morning Detour. Hold on a second. Why does everybody keep calling me? Oh, shit. Oh, we lost Tracy there. Let me call Tracy back there. Goddamn, everybody's ringing me off here. The madness this morning. All the signals is messed up. Tracy.
Yes.
Yes, I lost you for a second there, man. I apologize.
It's fine.
Yes. So this morning we're doing black art.
We're talking about the industry. We're going to talk about the media and production industry a bit. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into, I want to talk about some events to celebrate Black Future Month.
Hey, listen.
Come on.
I like your energy because you don't just wait for February to show your appreciation and your love for blackness and black culture. You do it all year round. So I like to commend people that go 365 with it. And I just, you know, some people, I just see them active in February. But before we kick off with the segment, I know, shout out to the LA Rams. They won the Super Bowl last Sunday. But the real talk of the town was the Super Bowl show, the halftime show. So what did you think about that? You know, to see everybody up there, Mary J, Snoop Dogg, you know, a lot of people trying to clown 50. Didn't 50 fly in from outer space? I don't know what's going on.
Listen, I'm working so much, I didn't even get a chance to watch the halftime show. Like, it's still on my list to do, things to do, but I was able to see some of the snippets. Of course, people are talking about it on Twitter, everywhere.
Yeah.
I actually watched 50's performance. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I don't know why people are, criticizing him, getting a little weight.
Listen,
it looks like he's healthy.
Listen, all of the power money, all of the Raising Canaan money, all the Power Book money, I'll be big too. Imagine, you know, when you don't have money and, you know, you can't go to the fine restaurants, you can't eat steak every night. And then you reach the point where, yo, these things are nothing to you. You're going to get big, man. Why does everybody act as if, like, when they get money and fame, they're not even get a little bit bigger? Shout out to 50 Cent.
50 got his happy weight on. That's what it is. His happy weight on. So... But definitely, just to have this type of, like, you know, halftime show, I was, like, really happy to hear about it. I'm so excited to watch it when I get a chance. But from what I've seen, it was amazing. It was, like, it was a lot of people are, you know, people are polarized a bit. Like, good. Some of weren't really impressed. Mm. Some of them were really happy about the fact that it was kind of a, you know, wink to old times. But yeah. I liked it. From what I saw, I liked it.
Listen, man. Yo, listen, to have hip-hop be the headliner for the halftime. So even though I know Jay-Z's in charge of all of that, and you know the NFL's been under duress for all the racism stuff, most recently with the whole coaching hiring thing. But it was good to see. Mm-hmm. Before we kick off with you on Black Art, last night I was with my cousin from New York. And he's like, yo, Weez, did you watch the reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? I said, nah, I didn't get a chance to catch it. Montreal, my city, if you have not seen the reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, it's nothing like what you expected. Listen, Tracy, it's like Power mixed with Raising Kanan mixed with BMF. But it's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No way.
Yeah, you're damn right. They're swearing, it's hood, it's up to date. Hillary is crazy, the mansion is stupendous, jazz is fly, and the character playing Will is just amazing. If you haven't seen the reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and you know I'm kind of nervous, you know, we should all be kind of nervous about like shows that we grew up as classics watching, The Family Matters, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Airs. When they do the reboots, if it's still going to still have that authentic feel, still have that energy about it. But the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the reboot is amazing. I didn't get a chance to watch the Kanye, the genius yet. You know, I need to put myself in a dark room, Tracy, and put a blanket over myself. I really take in the Kanye. You know how I feel about Kanye. But this morning, Montreal, my city, we don't get controversial. You know, I'm about to do a disclaimer because I know people going to get offended. The views and opinions expressed by myself, Weez Moochase, and Tracy Paul is solely that of them and does not reflect upon CKT or the McGill University. So this morning, we're talking about Black Art. The city, you know, I always say all the time on the show, Tracy, I'll say this before you go. Montreal's a tale of two cities. You know, there's the English side and the French side. You know, even though I don't agree with that, things are what they are. I come from a place of facts, not emotions. And Montreal's a tale of two cities.
It is.
So what do you have for us this morning? So what do you have for us this morning? Let's kick this one off.
I wanted us to talk about, you know, that article. Did you read that article about Drewski saying that he will not continue promoting violent diss songs on his show? And I thought that was very interesting. I could have definitely talked about, you know, different things, but the reason why I wanted to talk about that is because there's so many different intersections between, you know, rap music and the people that are upholding the culture, promoting the culture, which we'll get into it, but we're still trying to get there here in Montreal. So I wanted to know, what do you think about that?
You know
what do you think? Do you want to put? Yeah.
No. Yeah. So when I look at that, you know, because for a while I go back to the C Murder case. If people don't know C Murder, No Limit, Master P, and all of them, and they used his lyrics from a song against him in court. And you know, this was years ago, and I was always fascinated by that because, on one hand, I was listening to an interview with Lil Baby the other day, and he was saying like, "Listen, like, yeah, we rap about violence and this, that, and the other, but for some of us, we're trying to motivate in our own twisted way." And I'm paraphrasing here. You know, they're trying to motivate the young guys. Say, listen, man, some of us, this is all we had. For some guys in the hood, in the States or in Canada, this is all they got. All they got is the hustle. Some of these guys don't have the education, don't have the know-how to be, I guess, regular people in society and hold a regular 9-to-5. And the allure of the money, the allure of the status is like paid in full all over again. For some kids in the hood, and I know it's not so much in Canada because we don't really have projects, stuff like that. And we do have a certain level of projects, but the disparity is to no level that they have in the States. There's areas in the States where it's just projects, it just mans them on top of mans them. And for a lot of blacks in those communities, they don't see no way out without hustling. And again, and when you hustle to a certain level, there's a certain violent component that comes with it. So to say we're not going to promote that in the music, or to say we're not going to play that kind of music, it's kind of disparaging because it's like, that's like saying these things don't exist. You know, a lot of these guys come from hard conditions and they're going to rap about, if you want rappers to be honest and be real and be upfront about who they are and what they're doing, this is it. This is it.
It is.
This is it. But I get it though too, you know what I mean? Because you know, on the flip side, you know, there's a whole agenda also, Trace, that says, you know, this violent music is inciting kids and it's making kids more violent and this, that, and the other. But if parents were to raise their kids in a sense where it's like, you have to take everything with a grain of salt, then, in my opinion, we won't have this issue. But what do you kind of land on it?
I think for me, there's something that was like that really caught my attention, where they were trying to make the difference between playing music and letting artists having this creative freedom to talk about their reality and what they've gone through, and where it's actual death threats to individuals or a group of people, and incite that violence, that gang violence. I think that for sure, the fact that there were a lot of like diss tracks lately that were released by those young rappers that brought them to kill each other, which is really sad. I think that to stop promoting these type of diss track is maybe a good step, a step forward in the right direction to try and do our part as the media. Media body to try and do something about gang violence. I know that we're not in the States, but like, you know, we hear it all the time. Even here, young people want to talk about, you know, certain things that they're going through, certain things that they do. And we're out here playing the music. So where does that leave us here in the media? And I think it goes beyond just, not promoting the music, but there's so many different levels. I think they brought up the fact that Drewski was white. Yeah. Do you think that's a problem?
No, because we have Eminem. And in hip-hop, for any real lover of hip-hop, what's some of their favorite moments, right? Some of the favorite moments is when Tupac did Hit Him Up. Hit Him Up is a diss song. Some of the famous moments when Eminem killed Benzino and all these guys. Those are diss songs. Yes, I do think that, well, you know, some young guys be going a little crazy with, you know, with the content of the things that they're saying in the songs. But as a medium, as a radio, as a medium, I'm about pushing the culture. I'm about giving guys opportunities. You know, in our first break, when I played the new Trey Lamont, even though he's an R&B artist, I'm about the vibes. You know what I mean? And I think it's a really slippery slope when we start policing or over-censorizing the content that we put on here. Of course, Tracy, if the guy made a song and he's like, yo, I'm going to shoot DJ Maddie and bury his kid. No, I'm not going to play that, right? But you know what I mean? If it's a friendly lyrical battle between two artists, I'm for that. But it's a very slippery slope, man. It's a very slippery slope. And it's crazy. Like, how do you feel that in court they use your lyrics against you? Even though some songs are based on true facts, but a lot of songs, you know, like, is that the same thing like when I create shows? You know, I take some of my stories, I take some of my friends' stories. There's not chronology to it, and I just mix it all in the pot. And I figure a lot of artists do the same thing as well. You know, they're picking moments here, there, and there. So to use that against them in court is kind of like, wow, I don't think that's fair.
I mean, if you're snitching on yourself, you're just digging your own grave.
Yeah.
But the problem for me is not the fact that they're using their lyrics. It's really the fact that they're only doing it with one genre, which is rap, which is hip hop. That's my actual problem. Because if we're to look into some of the lyrics of
in rock, they're crazy.
In rock, they're talking about things that are very questionable. And so, again, it's you know, there's a problem of diversity. I hate to use this word, but really having people that look like us in diversified and higher up roles in the media, in music, that understand the reality, or that are, you know, able to take decisions so that we can avoid those type of situations, or try and make a positive change in the community. So I'm all for pushing people to go and, you know, represent maybe, or look into careers that are beyond just, you know, being a rapper or being a cameraman, or because we need people everywhere in so many different areas.
I know you're going to talk about that, because I definitely want to talk about, you know, your career and your passion and the direction you're going. But just to close out the situation, the conversation on this, for me, I think this is annoying that every time, like, you know, we always have to come defend ourselves. You know what I mean? It's like, you got to make it seem like hip hop, if for those that don't know, hip hop is the number one genre of music worldwide. Not 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the number one genre of music worldwide. Mm-hmm. So that means not just black people are consuming it. Everybody's consuming it. And it's kind of annoying, Trace, that every time, especially on Black History Month, we always have to come and defend ourselves. Like, okay, you guys are picking on us over our lyrics, But yo, if you could really stop the rock music in the behind and listen and get their genius lyrics, they're saying some wild shit. Like the stuff they say about women and Biden's spouse, and not just rock and roll. There's a whole bunch of other genres too. Country music be wild too. You know, listen, quiet as kept, Trace. You know, I'd be watching country music TV back in the day when I didn't have cable. I didn't get cable till like grade 9. Think about that. I didn't get cable till grade 9, so I had to be mad creative as a young child. Mm-hmm. All these genres are crazy, but they always pick on us. Like, I don't know, Trace. Like, why don't they just give black people a whole bunch of leave alone? Like I'm on some down south stuff. Like, just give us a whole bunch of leave alone, man. Just let us do what we do. Just let us do what we do.
You're right.
We gave, you know what I'm saying? As much as in rap and hip hop music, we have guys, you know, that, you know, a little bit more violent with their content. We still gave you the Kendricks. We still gave you the J. Cole's. We still gave you the Kanye's. You know what I mean? Like, you make it seem like hip hop is only these kind of rappers. We gave you Jay. Mm-hmm. We gave you Jay. But anyways, man. Much all my city. 7:31 in the morning. It looks like, you know, the snow's letting up. DJ Maddie just came in from the west. Maddie, how's it looking on the road there? Maddie says crazy. So Tracy, what you want to do? What you want? Do you want to do some more? I was gonna play the new Trailer Mom, but if you got some more, we could do some more, or we could do it after the Trailer Mom. What you want
to
do?
Let's listen to that. I haven't had a chance to.
They sent it to me. Shout out to Trailer Mom. Like Tracy, my dream, man. Like, when I really come to, you know, that first million, Tracy, that first bag, I'm renting out the Bell Center. You know me. I'm getting Future. Mm-hmm. I'm getting Kanye. And I'm getting to some of the top artists in my city. And we're going to do a real... Because in my mind, Tracy, I treat everything like backstage. If you guys remember the Jay-Z documentary, the backstage tour, I treat everything like that. I would love to, like, rent out the Bell Center, get the Trailer Mons, get the Naya Lee, get the Tegans, get the Sha Franks. You know what I mean? Get the S-Dot, get him, and get everybody in the Bell Center. Yo, that's what I'm doing my first million. So much y'all, my city... We're going to feature the new Trailer Mon. You know, I had to get into the email here, Tracy. The song is called It Gets Cold. Gets cold in this building, Trailer Mon, baby.
Just like this morning.
No, it's not that cold this morning. It's a lot of snow. It's a lot of snow. Much of my city, keep it locked. It's the Morning Detour.
They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Stay on the line.
Yeah.
Beyond this world.
Shining more.
Hey, Trey, I've got Canada, yeah? I just can't come to America because of the firearm thing, yeah? I see Canada.
Montreal, my city, it's the new Trey Lamont. It gets cold. Boy to boy can sing. I promise you, let's go.
It gets cold in the winter.
Hey.
Who would figure?
Hey.
Paper cuts and finger notes upon my fingers.
Hold on. I got pulling up. Somebody get Trey Lamont out of here. And they say, Muncho ain't got no talent. Say, Muncho, we can't do music. Trey Lamont, it gets cold, baby.
Hey, Trey, I'm from Canada, yeah? I just can't come to America because of the firearm thing.
It gets cold in the winter. Who would figure? Paper cuts and finger notes upon my fingers. My London got them dots of funky feelings. That's how I'm feeling. It gets cold in the winter. Who would figure? Paper cuts and finger notes upon my fingers. My London got them dots of funky feelings. That's how we feel. Push that whip to the gas on E. Yeah, my queen on fleek. She don't ever do no bag, no plea. She get everything she need. Swear never used to be no P. But I used to go on T. Go QC. Finesse one time, now I got a million on me. Send a 1-2 text. And she left in the phone read. When I got a text back, already know I had to let it breathe. Focus on my energy, never enemies. This should be so plain to see. It gets cold in the winter. Who would figure? Paper cuts and finger notes upon my fingers. My London got them dots of funky feelings. That's how we feeling. It gets cold in the winter. Who would figure? Paper
cuts and finger notes up on my fingers. My London got them dots so funky feelings. That's how we feeling. It gets cold in the winter. Who would figure? Paper cuts and finger notes up on my fingers. My London got them dots so funky feelings. It's how we feeling.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is
yes, Montreal, my city. Montreal, my city, 7:36 in the morning. The number one morning show in the country, The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. The Montreal Kobe Bryant, they know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. This morning, we have production coordinator and contributor for the culture. But I think she's one of the most creative minds in the city. I'm so excited. I'm so fortunate that I know her. We got Tracy Paul with us this morning. What's going on, Tracy?
Hey, hey, hey. We're back.
Yes, yes. Well, listen. Oh, what a stormy Friday, boy. Shout out to Shondo coming to you live from DG Kicks. 6714 Fielding, the leader in urban clothing and sportswear. They got TVs, bikes. You get everything in one spot. Imagine that, Tracy. Black owned.
Oh, it's such a nice store. Honestly, I love it.
Everybody says it like, oh, my gosh. You do the show all the Jordan 1s behind you? Yeah. I got DJ Maddie on the 1s and 2. Hall of Fame DJ. You know how we do things. So, Tracy, you and I share a passion. You know, before I do the news in a little bit, because, boy, I haven't done the news in 2 weeks, so you know they're going to kill me over here at TKUT. We both share a passion for film. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I feel like in Canada, we don't have enough black production filmmakers. Like, guys, I've had Troy Crossfield on the show, and he has a whole production company. And I'd love to link you guys up as well, because I'm like, yo, Tracy Paul needs to know these people, man. You know, he award-winning production. He's like the Canadian Tyler Perry.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like the Canadian Tyler Perry. So I'm like, I'm definitely going to hook up Tracy with this dude because I love the fact that you're into film. So talk to me about your love of film. And what kind of film, like, if you had an unlimited budget, what kind of film would you do? it's the Morning Detour, baby.
I'd say drama. I'd be the type to want to tell stories, you know, deep felt stories about things that, and maybe some fantasy. So you know, I don't know, superheroes, witches.
You're a liar, Tracy Paul. You're into a little fantasy. You're into a little superhero. You're not a
of course.
Tracy Paul, you a blurb? You're a black nerd, Tracy?
that's such a funny term. But no, I wouldn't call myself a nerd only because my memory is so bad, so I can't remember much of it. But I love the entertainment and you know, the creativity behind it, and I like to analyze, you know, the script, the actor play, you know, the editing. I like so many things about film.
Editing is mad hard. So I give you mad respect for that. If you could do anybody's biopic, whose biopic would you do?
That's a very good question. If I could do anyone's biopic, who would it be?
Maddie.
I think.
Go, Tracy.
What did Maddie say?
No. I was going to tell Maddie, I'll do Shania Twain. I think there's a story there. I can't think about radio and not think about waking up to Shania Twain on CJD. And I know I'm not the only one. Everyone's be like, oh, I'm black. Oh, we're not going to promote Shania Twain. Stop it. If you came up in Montreal, you came up listening to CJD in the morning, and you've heard Shania Twain. Like, I want to do a documentary. Her and Alanis Morissette. But you know.
That's interesting.
But you know the real one. I would love for you as a black woman, filmmaker, editor, production creator, all of that. I'd love for you to do the real Celine Dion documentary. I want you to do the real Behind the Madness, the Renee Angelil story. I want you to do the real Celine Dion biopic.
Anybody, I think it would be a very interesting story.
Anybody saying that on the Urban Morning Show? No one saying that. Who's going to do the Celine doc? Who's going to do the Celine Lifetime?
I guess me.
I can't. You know, my man knows Celine. Let's link it up.
Let's do this.
Okay, so now
I would love to tell her story.
But from what angle would you tell it though?
I would definitely tell it from maybe peek into her creative mind, because I think people underestimate how creative you need to be to be in those type of being a singer or whatever you do, anything that has to do with like creativity. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of digging into yourself and, you know, knowing yourself and be able to observe what's going on around you, and for Celine to turn it into music. So I would want to maybe start from there.
Yeah, man. That'd be dope, man. Because everybody thinks that, you know, a lot of these entertainers, they make it look easy, but it's hard, man. To go up there and perform and to create from nothing. Yeah. Okay. So Montreal, my city, 7:41 in the morning. We got contributor for culture, Tracy Paul, co-hosting with us this morning. Tracy, you want to talk about some events? I haven't done that in 2 weeks either, too. So let's
really?
Get back. No, but I would mention this morning. We do have two amazing interviews. I have Nadege from Hema Quebec. There's a major. They're doing a major campaign for sickle cell anemia, which is an affliction that mostly hits Black people, unfortunately. So basically, the problem is, Tracy, Black people don't like to give blood, and we need Black people's blood to save other Black people. So that's pretty much the whole long and short.
That's really what it is.
And we have KJ Foss. She's doing a virtual talk on February 27th at 6 o'clock. It'll be on Zoom. I'll put the link up there on the social media, DTOR514. She's doing a talk on gender equality in sports. So we have an interview with her coming up later on in the show. That's a younger entrepreneur. She owns her own company, Point Goddess. She's out there in the States playing basketball, getting that, you know, American education, you know, making us proud in Montreal. So that's KJ. KJ Foss, Point Goddess, that's coming up later on in the show, Gender Equality, February 27th. That's moderated by friend of the show, creator of the show, Lorena. So that's a good look for everybody.
It is. an amazing initiative. I love that.
Yeah, man. The young girl too, man. So what is going on in the city? We're midway through Black History Month. I want people to enjoy Black culture all year long because you consume our music and a lot of our other things as well. So what events is going on for the remainder of the month here?
I mean, first and foremost, it's Black Future Month, right? So
explain me that. Explain me. That's the first time I heard
forward.
That one.
we're looking forward. We already know the history. We already know we were, how we were king and queens in Africa, and we got enslaved. I think it's time to look forward to the future. We're celebrating Black excellence, Black empowerment, Black economic sovereignty, Black love, Black social innovation, Black liberation through fact, Black everything, okay? That's the agenda.
Oh, man.
All right. So as we know, the festivities for Black Future Month are still ongoing. They're finally letting us out, and we need to keep celebrating as it must be. So I'll give you a quick rundown on some of the events you can look forward to.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to bring, you know, let's bring our family, your friends, your neighbor, your pet, whoever you want to build that Black metaverse and spend those Black bitcoins with. We need to celebrate and we need to build. Yeah. So to start off, it's not an event, but I really wanted to share this. Weezy, have you ever heard of Origin Village?
Origin Village? No, I haven't. Enlighten me. No.
Okay, so there's this challenge called the 28 Days Up. I just heard of it, and I think it's amazing. Mm. So basically, from February 1st to February 28th, Origin Village is encouraging each and every one of us to spend that coin on a Black business.
Yeah.
So I guess any eligible business go through like a registration process, and from there, Origin Village created an annuary that they call Unite and Prosper that you can refer to and choose to buy from. So that's super amazing, but that's not it. How to participate in the challenge? Like, it's super easy. You make a purchase from a company in the Unite and Prosper ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Then you upload your receipt on your socials. You upload your receipt on the website. Then you post it on your socials by tagging Unite and Prosper with the hashtag 28 days up. Damn. And at the end of the month, the winner of the contest, which might be you or someone in your entourage, will win a gift basket of products from the participating stores. Like, come on, that's super dope.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, a basket of, you know, full of Black-owned products. So if buying a product every day is not an option for now, you can still share a business a day that you like. And, you know, sharing is caring. So, yeah, it's a beautiful way to support local businesses and really quantify our economical impact. So I love the idea.
No, man. Yo, that sounds amazing, man. You know, I try to spend Black all every day. That's why I'm always at DG Kicks. I try, you know, keep the money in our community somewhere. Because the Black dollar does not stay in the community long enough. I think it's less than 24 hours, Maddie? The Black dollar stays within the community. That's wild, bro. That is wild.
It is. But let's not get into it because money is depreciating. So I would say let's bring some money from some other places in so we can invest it within. But that's another conversation. Like I said, you know my agenda today.
No, you go, man. It's your show. You do what you want to do. It's your show. You do what you want to do.
So I'm definitely looking to participate. And by the way, the website is super on point. And I'd say that's what got me to, to get into it. So I'll encourage everybody to look into it. So now for the events. I got a few events. I only went to one. Well, the others are in the future, so clearly. But there's an exhibition by Marvin Clairvaux.
Yes.
It's titled Vision Hip Hop Quebec. Did you see it?
Yes, I did see it last Friday. He's going to be on the show next week. Yo, that was really dope. That the dude is talented for sure. That was dope.
So, it's at the Fee Center in the Old Port. And actually, I'd like to say it's the first one in Montreal. Probably, maybe. I would say it might be mistaken, but if it is, that's huge. So many people have contributed to it. Marie-France Barbier, Capois La Mort, Gaillance, Georges Folk, The Platform Culture, Ricky D, Rito Joseph. I mean, the list goes on. Yeah. And shout out to everybody involved. Really, it's a beautiful initiative. I love it. It is free and it's on until March 26th. But honestly, I would say don't wait. It's definitely a must see. It's a good about 2 hours if you want to listen to the two cassettes in the boombox, the video on the wall, and look into the paintings and stuff. But I definitely say to go and like even bring your kids. I know some people that went with their kids, so it's a very nice introduction, if I can say, like some sort of introduction to the hip hop culture in Quebec.
Yeah, no, the paintings were dope, man. The guy's so talented, to see paintings of, I even saw my boy Moon Fu, and my boy Moon Fu is an amazing creator out of Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And I think he's one of the dopest guys in the country. And to see Moon Fu up there, I'm like, okay, you guys did your homework. And they had old CDs, and there's even a virtual tour. And then the artist is, he's giving you like the director's cut behind his mind frame. And the paintings aren't just, the Katie Antoine painting is crazy. The Tammy Tuesday joint was dope too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the painting, there's the painting itself, and then he has all these little images that kind of gives you the vibe and the essence of that person. And I was asking him, and I'll share the interview with the city next week. I was like, how did you pick what images to use? So he said, he had asked the person, to give him some stuff, and then he had created an idea and a feeling for that person. So I want to encourage everybody to go see, and it's free. It's hip hop culture. It's free. You know what I mean? Man, the dude's talented. He said they're going to do another one. I think he was telling me that this one took about a year to put together. It's professionally done. Like, Tracy, you've seen it, man. Les murs étaient bien orchestrés. It was beautiful, man.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Exactly. So I really, really like that we were able to have this type of exhibition. To me, one of the first times. And, like, I love hip-hop. I love to learn about hip-hop. In Montreal, in Quebec, because there is a scene. We're trying to build it. Mm-hmm. And again, that's another conversation.
Why does everybody want to run the scene, Tracy? Why don't you answer that? Why does everybody want to be the boss of the scene? Why can't we just all enjoy this hip-hop culture in Quebec?
and contribute to it. So the next event is actually, again, at the Fee Center, and it's another exhibition. It's called De Coeur de Vie de Nostalgie, so in Heart and Life and Longing. It will take place until March 27th. They're actually planning to throw a party on March 26th for Nuit Blanche with a DJ set and all, so from 8 to 12. So definitely the wave. It's a public engagement project by artist Andrew Jackson and DESA Youth Network. So I believe some of the artists who contributed are Naska Demini, there is Bohetic, Senro, General Q, which are all Black women, by the way. Mm-hmm. We love to see it. So yeah, definitely check out the Peace Center IG page or website for more info about that. There's also the Black History Month closing concert that will be next Friday, February 25th, mm-hmm. at 8 p.m. at Club Soda. They've partnered with Carton Music to bring Tizo. You were mentioning Sha Frank earlier, so she'll be there.
Yeah.
Naya Ali, Raccoon, I See the Zoe, and J Ron on stage. So it's a fiery lineup for most likely a dope concert. So the tickets are on sale right now.
Yeah.
Do you listen to any of these artists? I know you do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. You know, I think maybe one or two of them that you mentioned near the end, I haven't heard of. Like J Ron, I haven't heard his music, but I've heard his name. But yeah, mm-hmm. most of them, yeah, I've featured them on the show. I've had them on. Yeah, we're in a very good place, Montreal, in terms of creativity, not only from the music standpoint, but also on the basketball side as well. We're really making a name for ourselves internationally. So we're in a good place, Montreal. I had the number one morning show in the country is in Montreal, that being the morning detour. So we're in a good place.
Definitely. Black Future Month means we're celebrating Black excellence.
Mm.
So you already know the Foundation Dynasty is having their annual gala.
Yeah.
This year, they're introducing the Prix Média Dynasty, previously known as the Prix Gala, on Saturday, February 27th.
Yeah.
And the Gala Dynasty on Sunday, March 5th. Hopefully, I'm going to see you in one of these. Oh, well, actually, the 5th. Right?
Yeah. Listen, they sent me my media pass. I don't know, man. Certain organizations, they have a thing against me. I've never dealt with them personally. I've gone to Gala Dynasty, and I've gone as a media pass. Mm-hmm. Shout out to G-Flex in the building. But I don't know. Like, if they send me anything, I go to everything, Tracy. I have no problem. You know what I mean? I'm self-funded. I'm the best at what I do, so I ain't worried about nobody
else. Exactly.
Nobody. So, yo, you know what I mean? You in league with them, Tom. Make sure the Detour gets their media pass. I'll roll up.
All right. I might get a word in. So two galas, one to celebrate our people in the media sphere and the other one for our creatives in art and culture. Many interesting nominations, lighting performances lined up, plus the lift on restrictions will be in effect after March 8th. So that means you that are listening get to assist at the gala. It's going to be so much fun. Tickets are on sale right now. So yeah, for more information or to look for other events, you can check Le Mois d'Histoire des Noirs website. It's moishistoiredesnoirs.com. A lot of things pop in, but regardless of what you do, make sure you tell your brother, you tell your sister, you're proud of them, you love them.
Yeah.
And we're getting our party on for the rest of the month. This is how I feel.
You're talking about the rest of the month. Let me tell you something. I think 8:30, Big Will's coming up here. I think every promoter has been on the edge of their seat for the last year and a half. March is March 15th. The Vax passport is done. It's going to be somewhat of a normalcy. But I don't know, like, people acting as if, like, COVID ain't done. Like, when I do the news later on, there's a reason why they're letting these things open up, because the pill is being released. You know, there's a lot of reasons going here. But, Tracy, before we go to our Gardens of the Galaxy mix at 8 o'clock, I want to play with you real quick, This or That. You know, I want to see the Montreal to get to know Tracy a little, Trey Paul a little better. You know what I mean? Let me pause this one. Let me play this instrumental right here. We got G Flex, Survivor's Corner, you know, before our show from 5 to 7. I don't know how you get up at 5. From 4, G Flex, you're a madman. You're a madman, G Flex. This guy's wildin'. Okay, so Tracy, let's kick this off with you. This or That. So I'm going to give you a choice between two things, and you just let us know which one you want.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So the first one I'm going to hit you with, smartest person in the world or richest person in the world?
Smartest person in the world.
Why? Because you figured that if you're the smartest person in the world, you'll find a way to make money?
I mean, I'd prefer wisdom and intelligence than money. Money is how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one's comme ci, comme ça. I don't know. Save 100 strangers or one loved one?
Oh, Lord. I hate this question because I keep seeing it every now and then. And I don't know what to choose. But I'll say 100 strangers because it's 100 families.
Look at you looking out for the thing. Yo, G-Facts, pull up a seat, man. I'll just stand up like a stranger. Let me get this next one, Tracy. I'm really interested to see where you land on this. Logic or emotion?
Emotion.
No, please elaborate. Please elaborate.
Emotion.
Are you emotional sign?
I think I'm a good balance of both. But I think that there's this misconception that emotion means irrational when it's not.
Tracy with the bars this morning. Tracy with the bars this morning.
It's not. So I think you know, if we're talking about emotion and you're really in tune with your, you know, some people call it the gut feeling, or, you know, your inner voice. I think that there's a lot of things that you can see through and move around just off of emotion.
Okay, well, you know, well, this next one is in line with you. I'm very, you know, you being a strong Haitian woman as well. words or actions?
Words or actions.
Words. G-Flex is saying action. Are you watching G-Flex on the live? We live on the YouTube and the Facebook, The Morning Detour.
Yeah.
Words or action?
I'd say action. I have to say action. I have to say action for sure.
Okay, let me ask you this one here. Passion or stability?
Passion or stability.
Some people are saying stability in the building here. Some people are saying stability.
I'd say passion. I'd say passion. You know, there's this drive, this fire that gets you going when you have a certain passion that really exists outside of stability. So I think, yeah, passion for sure.
Okay. Yeah, come, y'all step up to the mic, G-Flex.
No, I'm just saying stability fuels passion.
Oh.
I don't think that's true.
No,
I don't think that.
Well, if you have a stable, if you have a stable person in your life, are you not more passionate about them?
Well, you're talking about love. I'm just talking about in general, like having passion.
I'm talking in general.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is...
If your life is stable, you're going to have a passionate, you know, love for your life.
Would that
for the things that you do in your life.
Would that induce more of a different vibe, Tracy?
I definitely agree with what he's saying, but if I had to choose one...
Yeah, you're going to choose one, Tracy.
Yeah, if I had to choose one, it's passion. It's passion, because passion, I feel like passion keeps you going, whereas stability at some point gets you complacent.
Okay, so let me hit you with this one right here. Montreal, my city, we're getting to know Tracy Paul. We're getting deep and intimate with her this morning. This next one, Tracy, skill or popularity? Skill or popularity?
Definitely skill. Hey, definitely skill.
That's why that's why we are friends.
Exactly.
This one's deep. Misunderstood after death or forgotten after death? Misunderstood after death or forgotten after death? I didn't mean to be morbid this morning. I kind of read the question as I went.
No, it's okay. It's part of life. It's part of life. I'd say mistaken.
Mistake. Okay. Yeah. Painful truth or comforting lie? Painful truth or comforting lie?
What is a hateful truth? How would you call it?
A painful truth.
Oh, painful. Painful truth or comforting lie? Definitely painful truth.
Okay. Pause time or rewind time?
Rewind time. You know what? I mean, I'd say pause, because you never know where you could land on. I'd rather maybe stay in a state of happiness forever than, you know, go through trauma every day.
She deep. I mean, that's what these questions do. You get to know the person. I know what I'm doing. There's no more show in the country. I know what we're doing. This is the one here that's going to get everybody. Before we go, at 8 o'clock, Montreal, my city, we're going to start doing this every Friday. At 8 o'clock, we're going to do the Guardians of the Galaxy mix, DJ Maddie, the Moon One. We're going to kill the shit. We got all new music. We got all that new Nicki. It's about to be fire. People are calling off the phone. It's crazy. Tracy, this is the last one for you. Second chance at love or second chance for your career? Second chance at love? or Second Chance for your
career.
Oh,
my God.
Hey, it's the best morning show in the country. It's the morning detour. We get deep and personal with Tracy Paul this morning.
Damn.
Second Chance at Love or Second Chance for your career. Where are you going this morning, Tracy?
Oh,
we're all in your business this morning. The morning detour. We're getting mixy this morning. Hey, you see the laugh? I'm going to sample your laugh, too. Rick Ross has his things. I got Tracy Paul with my samples.
Stop it. I think I'll go with... Damn.
Second Chance at Love or Second Chance for your career? Okay.
Okay. Okay, you know what? I'll say Second Chance at my career.
Okay, why?
Because I feel like as a person, as a woman, as an individual, if I don't feel fulfilled, you know, nothing can go right in my life.
Yeah.
So I could be loved as much as I want, but if I don't feel a purpose, then you know it's over. So I'd say that.
Yeah, you like me. You driven by the ambition. That's you deep. This is what the question is. Like. Open you up. I don't want to tell you. It's deep. You're deep. Yeah. People like me and Tracy, we will sacrifice all the relationships for the career. Because it doesn't mean nothing if you can't do what you... Yeah, if you're not happy, you're not doing what you want to do.
Seriously, like, if you're in a relationship, you might be in love, but if you're not feeling... I don't want to say accomplished, but if you're not feeling like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing with yourself, with your life, it's an unsettling feeling that I don't think many people can understand. But I love. I'm a big